Okay, today is Daf Kuf Chaf. We're on Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis. We are Name of Messiah Lay, second line from the bottom. Today's share is sponsored by the Norensberg family, Le'ilu Nishmas, Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas. And we'll also learn today Le'ilu Nishmas Shaul Yitzchak Ben Shaul, if you're outside of today, Neshav, Shav, and Aliyah. And the learning should be a Le'ilu Nishmas. So here we go. We're on the bottom of Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis. On the bottom of Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis, Shmuel said, in the name of Rabbi Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that Ein Maftirin Achar Matza Afikomen, which we learned from that was, even Bizman Hazeh, when we eat Afikomen, we eat Matza in place of Afikomen, it's really, same halacha applies, and you're not allowed to eat after you eat the Afikomen. Even though it's only a Zecher, it's not really the Afikomen, it's only a zecher, it's just matzah, right? Which you have to wonder, why is it that if it's a zecher, why isn't it a zecher with meat? Why is it a zecher with matzah? That's a good question. So we said yesterday, many hold, that the afikomen that we eat today is the ikar chiyuv of achilas matzah. That's also very, very, very difficult, right? That's what they hold. Most hold that. So if that's the case, you can't eat after the matzah either.
But when you tell me of the base of English, what did they do in Chutz La'aretz? What did they do in Chutz La'aretz? They couldn't shech the korban.
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know.
Also, why are you calling it Avikoman in the first place, dessert after the korban? Why are you calling it? Why are you calling it Avikoman?
Because since it was eaten ala sova, it's really like dessert. It's not the soup. So we said that kasha in the Mishnah. That's a funny worded Mishnah. What does the word afikoman mean?
Means really dessert after karma.
Correct.
So
correct.
Right.
That's how we call it. So name of Messiah. Let's try to bring a raya that this is true. Why? Because it says like this: Hasuf Ganin, which I think is cake, Vahaduf Shanin and honey cake, Vahar is karitin. What is that? Some kind of wafers, yeah. So whatever they are, they're all kosher Pesach, right? Adam mamale kreisu mehen. You're allowed to eat. You're allowed to fill your belly up with that. Ubelvad shiochal kezayis matza b'achrona. As long as you eat a matza of kezayis, I don't care what you eat. You can eat whatever you want for the suit. You can eat whatever you want. By all means, eat whatever you want. As long as the last kezayis you eat is matza. What do you see from that? B'achrona in, but we show it low. Not the beginning of the Suda. Why? Because Shmuel's right. If you ate matzah then, you can't eat anything afterwards. So matzah has to be last. So that's the raya that Shmuel's right. So the Gemara says, not necessarily true. No. Lomi baya ka'amar. The Mishnah's worded, the Brisa is worded like this. Lomi baya. I don't have to tell you. De Rishona. In the beginning of the Suda. De ka'achal ati avon. When you want to eat. You're interested in eating because you're hungry. Avobach Rona, but at the end of the meal, you're not hungry anymore. You're already full up. Dilma Asi Lamechal Achilagasa. You might come to be eating Achilagasa. I can't eat another bite. I have to eat more? I really don't want to. Let's take an Achilagasa a little bit. You don't really want to eat it at all. Therefore, Ema Lo. I would say you're not even allowed to eat matzah now. Because not even anything, because you're full already. Kamash Malan. No, you're allowed to. Okay.
But
you're allowed to. I would think you're not even allowed to.
What?
Eat matzah at the end.
Which
I would have thought, but not at the end because you're already really full. How many of us have that issue when it comes to afikomen? Oh my goodness, I got to eat afikomen now, right? So I would say, what kind of eating is that? Correct.
The only difference is that's meat, which you can do it.
Correct.
Not, you just don't want to.
Exactly. So I would think, since it's really an achila gasa, I can't eat it. No, you can. You not only can, you have to, but you can. That's the point. It's not a raya. It's not a raya to Shmuel. The fact that you let it fill up with cake beforehand, it's not a raya to Shmuel. It's not a raya. Next. Marzutra mafti lahachi. Marzutra learned it like this. Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Maftir and achar matzah afikomen. Now you're allowed to eat after the afikomen matzah. You're allowed to eat after the afikomen. Matzah is the afikomen. And you're allowed to. Arguing on what we do and arguing on what we said before. You're allowed to. Nimim Messiah. I'll have a riot that's right. Why? It says ein maftir and achar pesach afikomen. You're not allowed to eat after the afikomen anything. What does that mean? It's Pesach. Achar Pesach de lo achel. After the Pesach, you're not allowed to. Achar matzah maftirin. But after matzah, you are. It's exactly what he said. The Mishnah supports that. The Mishnah didn't say a word about matzah. Make a deal. The Mishnah said you can't eat after the Karban Pesach, but after the matzah, you could. Exactly what Mar Zutra said. So the Gemara says, no. Lo mi boya ka amar. When the Mishnah said the word Pesach, it wasn't to tell you Pesach no, Pesach yes, and Pesach no, you can't eat after it. But matzah you can. No, it's not the lo mi boya ka amar. Lo mi boya ka matzah. I don't even have to mention after that you're not allowed to eat after matzah. Why? The lo nafish taimei. Because nobody's interested in eating that. Like Mati said, nobody wants to eat matzah at the end. You're full already. You can't look at avol achar Pesach. But after the Karban Pesach, aim alo, kamash malan, that they're both true. Meisve, so 1 second. What about the following? Hasuf gonin, cake, vatav shonin, honey cake, va iskritin, wafers. What? Matashira, whatever it is. Adam mamale creates a behen. You're allowed to eat them. Move avad sheyochal kazayis matzah b'achrona. As long as you end up with a kazayis of matzah b'achrona. B'achrona in b'rishona lo. Right? So what do you see again? Same thing. That you're not allowed to eat matzah earlier because you can't eat anything after the matzah. So it's he said you're allowed to eat after the matzah. Lo mi boya kamar. No, it's written like this. Lo mi boya. Lo mi boya b'rishona. I don't even have to mention beforehand. Dekachal teyavon, we eating b'teyavon. Avol b'achmona. Asila mechal achila gasa. But when it comes to the same answer, when it comes to the end of the meal where you can't eat, aim below. I would say you're not allowed to eat the matzah. Kamash malon, you are. Okay, that ends that gemara. Next.
So the conclusion is actually the matzah that you eat to be yotz of the mitzvah is actually the atikona. They agree with the Rashi and the Rambam Shita.
Correct. Correct. Yesterday we read the Rashbam.
Right, right.
The Rashbam said that the second, the Afikoman is the Ikar Matzah. If that's the case.
The Rambam said that. The Rashi
and everyone holds that. Almost everyone holds that. We don't come to the Seder like that. We don't come to the Seder thinking like that. By us, eating the Afikoman is this huge bidyevet. I wish I wouldn't have to do this. What can I do? Is it right? And the stuff, and you're half asleep. And the Ikar Matzah is what we say by Motzi Matzah. The question you have to ask yourself is, which the Rashbam alludes to it, is why are you making a bracha then? Right? And it's a funny thing. How do you make a bracha on something, eat it, it's not the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is going to be later? Right? So the truth is, it came up two other times. Tosfos. What? It's not true. It's not true. It comes up by Maror. We had it a few days last. It was actually last Shabbos. I wasn't here, right? We spoke it out. By blowing shofar. We'll get to blowing shofar in a minute. So what happens? What happens on by Maror? If you only have one vegetable, that happens to be Maror. So what do you do for Karpas? You make a bracha then. So then we said, how do you make a bracha then? You fill up your belly on then, but the mitzvah is later, right?
You won't make Berpia Dama first.
So. We do the same thing on Rosh Hashanah. No, that's what we do. Listen to Rosh Hashanah. What are the Iker Tekios of Rosh Hashanah? Machas, Zichronos, and Shofros. So we make a bracha beforehand. Everybody blows shofar. Everybody's all serious. Everybody's quiet. We blow shofar right before Musaf. Right? Before Musaf, you blow shofar. Right? That's not even the mitzvah. Why would we even blow it then? No, we have all these reasons for the sultan. You make a bracha, you hear the mitzvah, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is going to be during Shemon Esrei. It's a very unusual thing. We're going to eat matzah, make a bracha, eat matzah, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is later, 3 hours later. That's a very unusual thing. Right? What does that mean? Right? So it's beyond a daf yomi shir. What does that mean? What does that mean? It's a very unusual thing. Those are the only places I know where we do it. Shofar and here. Tosa, I didn't make up that shofar. Tosa says it. Tosa says it in last week. What about shofar? We do the exact same thing. You make a bracha, we blow shofar. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is later. When? A half hour later when we do Shemon Esrei. It's a very funny thing.
Well, it makes sense. That's why you mock me not to speak, not to talk.
I understand.
Because
it makes it all one. I understand. Imagine if we said you can't talk about the whole Seder. You can't talk about the whole Shulchan Aruch because we don't even say that. No one says that. Of what? Also, it should be only the guy of the mitzvah, but you can't talk about the stock market. We shouldn't talk about the stock market anyway. Even power of things. Right? We'll talk about shuls. Right? The architecture of shuls. Nothing wrong with that. Can't even do that.
It was a starting point.
Yeah, okay. No, but the point is no one says you can't talk.
Yeah.
There's no, you shouldn't talk by between matzah and maror and korech. Okay, fine. Right? That would take one thing. Okay.
You can do that tomorrow, man.
What?
You have 3 minutes tomorrow.
Amar Rava, says Rava, Matzah bizmana zeh d'oraisa. Matzah bizmana zeh is a d'oraisa. Right? Maror d'rabanan. And maror is the only bit of d'rabanan bizmana zeh. So Maishna maror, why is maror a d'rabanan today? Why? The Chizivit says, Al matzos umaroim. Right? What's that talking about?
That,
right. So bizman de'ika pesach yesh maror. U bizman de'leka pesach leka maror.
So
matzah na matzah, the same thing. Ha'ksev al matzah zumorim. It's the same story. So the Gemara says, no. Yeah, you're right, except matzah mihadar hadar beikra. Matzah has a separate pasuk. Dechsev, the Erev Tochel Matzos. It says Erev Tochel Matzos. Matzah has a separate pasuk that says in black and white, eat matzah. So they say that by Morah. Therefore, matzah is a d'oraisa.
The
Erev Tochel Matzos.
Yeah, but you're
saying that the special pasuk for eating matzah, then it's a mitzvah to eat matzah. What? It's a mitzvah to eat matzah based on this. Right. So you're asking a question I asked last Shabbos, which I didn't have an answer for, which is according to Hillel, that Hillel says that Korech is No, not Hillel himself. It's not a zecher. Hillel held, you have to eat it together.
Right,
sandwich. What do you have to eat together?
Korban,
matzah, and maror. Then how are you eating the korban when you're full? Same question. How are you eating the korban when you're full? It's together with the matzah. It's part of your suda. How are you eating it when you're full? It's not dessert, according to Hill, it wasn't dessert.
After the
chagiga, then you have matzah, maror, and korban pesach?
Yeah.
Time to stop it like that.
Why?
Because you go back to the Shabbat and see, it's not like that. It's not Hillel held. It's a very good question. They have a whole thing. It's a whole complicated answer. I don't know. I didn't understand the answer. Next. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar. Echad zeh v'echad zeh d'rabbanan. They're both d'rabbanan. Matzah bizman hazeh is a d'rabbanan. We don't hold it like that. We hold it as a d'raisa. Rav Bram is going to say that in a minute. Ela ayak sefer erev toch l'matzah. Yeah, but it says you should eat matzah. Ah, you know why it says that? It's not a mitzvah. But I tell you why it says it. Homi boile for the following. Let's say you have a tamei person. For shahaya b'derech v'choka, or he's a derech v'choka. He cannot get to the base mikdash in time to bring a carbon pesach. This might answer what you asked me before. He can't get to the base mikdash in time to eat a carbon pesach. Why not? He's derech v'choka or he's tamei. He just got up from shiva. He's not going to get there. So the question is, does he eat matzah?
That's what it says.
Either one. You're in China. You're stuck in China. You couldn't get back. So what do you do? You can't bring the carbon pesach. You're far away. You'll bring a pesach sheni. Don't worry about it. The question is, can you eat matzah? Why not? So good. I would have thought. Kibbutz the pesach lo achli matzah mor nami lo nechal. No. You're putter. Kamash malon. That's why the Torah says be'erev tochel matzah. It's independent. Eat matzah for somebody who cannot bring the carbon pesach. Says the Gemara, 1 second. Now, what does Rava do with that? That sounds very good. V'Rava Amar Lach. No. Tamei. V'shahaya b'derech v'choka. Lo tzarech kra. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that they're allowed to eat matzah. I have a pasuk for that. The lo gari me'arel u'benechar. They're not any worse than an arel or a ben nechar. What's an arel? Someone who doesn't have a bris milah. What's a ben nechar? A what? Anybody know what that is? Some people say this every single morning. Right? No, it's not an achri. No, it's not what a ben nechar is. Ben nechar is not a goy. What?
No, here it says refers to a Jew that the father has...
A Jew that what?
The father has rebelled and then the father has...
The father, he himself has rebelled.
Himself.
What?
Yeah, he himself.
Why, what's a ben nechar? A ben nechar is an avikaris.
Yeah, he's a mumar.
So he shows up to the Seder, He doesn't believe in anything. Right?
Now we've had that before.
Huh?
We've had that before.
Right? Exactly.
So why does he come to the Zeta?
Rasha Mayimer.
Because deep down, nobody's an apikaris.
He wants to be the
Anyway, Me'ara Lu Benecha, not any worse than them. The Tanya. By the way, an Oral, a Benecha can't bring a Karban Pesach. He can't bring a Karban Pesach. He's not allowed to. Like an Oral. Nevertheless, it says, the Tanya call Oral Lo Yochel Bo. Bo in a Ochel. Av a Lochel Matzah Umar. Matzah Umar, they're allowed to eat. An Oral's allowed to eat Matzah. But so even if you want to say he's an Oral because he can't have a Bris Milah. Because his brother's died, whatever it is, and he can't have Bris. Even if he can't have Bris, he's still allowed to eat Matzah. A Benecha says, you know what? This is all a bunch of nonsense. I don't believe in anything. He can still eat Matzah. Karban Pesach not. Matzah you could still eat. The Idach. So that's a good question. That's a good point back. The Idach. What does the Rachab Yaakov do with that Svara?
Now why Mor? Matzah they bring this a separate pasuk, but not from Mor. Mor is with Karban Pesach.
I know, but the Karban Pesach is the one that an Orel or a Benecha can't bring. What's wrong with Mor? Because it's together in the same pasuk? So what? Anyway, the Idach. It's a good. What's Rachab Yaakov going to say back to that? It's a good point. He's going to say back. You can't compare an Oral and a Benechar to a Tame and a Derech Rechoka. You can't compare. Ksiv Bahai. One. I need one. I need the other. Shmichei. But I need them both. He doesn't explain why. So the Rashbam explains why. It's very close to the top of the Rashbam where it says Ksiv Bahai, Ksiv Bahai, Shmichei. The Tame V'Shahaya B'Derech Rechoka. Lo yalef me aral u benecher. You can't learn that one from the other. Why not? Da isle tashlum le pesach sheni. A tame and a derech rechoka have a second chance. Hilkach lo yochel matzah rishon ad shiatz pesach sheni v'yekayim matzah moir mechlu. So I would have said, let the tame and derech rechoka not even eat matzah. Right, the guy's in China, so don't not even eat matzah. Why? Pesach sheni, you'll eat matzah when you bring the carbon pesach sheni, you'll eat matzah also. But then, din hu shiochlu matzah barishon, let them at least eat matzah at the seder. They're not going to eat the least matzah. Why? The lo yochel shein b'sheni, because they're not going to eat a pesach sheni. The guy's not going to become. He's not going to have a bris milah between now and then. And the guy's not becoming. He's not seeing the light of God between now and pesach sheni. So no matter what, he's not going to bring a pesach. They don't bring pesach sheni anyway. Even if the guy gets a bris milah in between, he's still not bringing a pesach sheni. Right, and Benechar, a guy that's not Bikaris, he's a mummer. That's not bringing a Pesach Sheni. So therefore, I would have thought that Aval Aralu Benechar, Dinu Shiochel Matzah Barishon. Let them eat Matzah now. The Halo Elchol B'Sheni. They're not going to eat a Pesach Sheni. Because the Rachmana Be'erif Tochel Matzos, and if it only would have said Erif Tochel Matzos, I would have thought Have a Mukmule Be'aralu Benechar, B'Shun Telas L'Tash Lumen. It means them. Aval Tami V'Derech Rechoka the Islu Tash Lumen. But they have a makeup, a Tomei and a Derech Rechoka, lo l'chayav and b'rishon. They shouldn't eat Pesach Rishon. They shouldn't even eat Matzah, the Pesach Rishon. Hilkach Kasu Rechmana, Tomei v'shayav and Derech Rechoka. So says Rav Acha, you can't learn that one from the other. They're two different categories. Yes, all four people, Tomei, Derech Rechoka, Orel and Menecha, are not eating the Karban Pesach. That's true. But they're for totally different reasons. And the reasons matter. Yeah. Right, the mitzvah, I don't care about it. Right, so, oh, I like some of that meat. No, that you can't touch. Yeah, why would he eat the matzah? He's not eating it. Right, well, he's there at the table. Hey, the mitzvah, I don't care about it. Right, he's a child. I know, he has to have a rejecting everything, but you have to buy it. By the way, that you can have, when you turn your life around, then you can have that. That meat you can't have. Why? The Torah said so. Why do you say that? Let's go learn something, you'll figure it out. That's all it means. Okay.
You don't even need to say that, let's go learn something.
Yeah.
Because if he's a boomer, he'll let you have learned.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm an Aretz is not a boomer. You can't be an Amaret. They're just an Amaret.
There's no boomer in this day and age.
No, they're just Amaratim.
Amaratim. No boomers.
How do you know? Huh? Why don't they believe?
I'm God.
Why not? Why? Because they're such thinkers? They came to the conclusion there can't be a God, right? They're such thinkers.
Amor is somebody who learned to ask God to rule and then decided to rebel. It's different.
Yeah? Why?
What do you mean, why? Because they don't believe there's a God.
Why not?
Why not?
Because 95% of them, there's something bad happened in their life.
Yep.
Right? So before the Holocaust, they believed in God. Now the Holocaust, now they don't believe in God. And what if they win the lottery tomorrow? Oh, they believe in him again. So it has nothing to do with theology. It has to do with that they have a bad life. Okay, I feel bad for them. Most people have bad lives. Overall majority of people have bad lives. Look around. Right. So what? All of a sudden, they become the big theologian, right? Why? Because something bad happened. That's not an atheist. That's just Amoratus. What?
The guy said, I'm an atheist,
thank God. Exactly. Right. Tanya Kavasa is a Rava. We have a Brayos that supports Rava. Why? It says, Sheishes Yomim Teocha Matos. 6 days you should eat matzah. Uvi Yom HaShvi, on the seventh day, Atzeres L'Hashem Elokecha. Now, Ma Shvi Rishus, just like the seventh day is a Rishus. Why is the seventh day a Rishus? Why is the seventh day a Rishus? Right? Why? Because it's taken out of the pasuk. Af sheishes yamim rishus. So too, the 6 days are also a rishus. Why? We'll see in a minute why. Says the Rashbam, she'im rotzeh lechol basar below lechem. If you want to eat meat without bread or matzah, it means o lehisanos or to fast. Harishus biyado, you're allowed to. Everyone jumps in this Rashbam. You're not allowed to fast on yontif. What do you mean by that? Okay. My timer. What's the reason for this? To have a davar shahaya bichlal, because it was something in the klal, right? In other words, there's such a thing called 7 days of Pesach, and then all of a sudden the Torah says something funny. It says 6 days you should keep Pesach. What 6 days? What about the seventh day? So the Torah goes out of its way and takes the seventh day out of the category. Shahaya davar shahaya bichlal, the yatzim in a klal, and the seventh day was taken out. Lulamed, to teach us something. What's it come to teach us? Lo lamed al atmo, not necessarily to teach us something about the seventh day, yatza, el lamed al klal kula yatza. But it comes to take us to teach us something about the whole klal, meaning all 7 days. This is one of the Gilmidos Shatran Jeshus Behem. Yachal af laila harishon rishus. So that means that all 7 days, there's only a rishus to eat Pesach. Right? What about the first night? How do you know? Ah, Talmud Lomar, Al Matzah Zeram Yochluhu. Al Matzah Zeram Yochluhu. It's a special chov, right? Ainli Ella Beis HaMikdash Kayim. I only know that when the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim Anayin. Talmud Lomar, Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. Hakasav Kavua Chova. Only the first night is a chov. The rest of Pesach, now. Yeah, you want to have Lecha Mishnah, you have to eat matzah. If you don't want to eat matzah, you have no chiv. There's no chiyuv at all. The Rashbam says, it's in the last Rashbam before the Mishnah. In the middle of this Rashbam, there's a dot. Right after the dot, he says, Mehacha Shmainan, from here we see, the matzah bizman hazeh de'oraisa. Matzah bizman hazeh is a de'oraisa. Umarar de'rabanan. And mar is a de'rabanan. D'atanika vaseh de'rava, because we support Rava. We have Bryce that supports Rava. The Kaimel anamik Reb Yochanan. We also have Reb Yochanan. The Amor said, De'ein ochlan achar matzahs. Chova Shabachrona, Klum, you shouldn't eat anything after the matzah. Delo levatel ta matzah minei, you shouldn't have the taste of matzah leave your mouth. Avol shtiyas yayin, but drinking the last 2 cups of wine, says lo mevatle, does not make it batel. The shtiyah lo mevatle achila minei. Because shtiyah doesn't undo the taste of wine. Right? And everybody knows it's the famous gra. It's not really the gra, it was from the Rishonim already, that you get a mitzvah. Every time you eat matzah, even though you have no chiyuv to. And I once asked this to somebody, it's called a mitzvah kiyumis. You don't have to do it, but if you do it, you get a mitzvah. So I said, can anyone tell me another mitzvah kiyumis?
Yes, eating on Erev Yom Kippur.
Eating, is that a mitzvah d'oraisa?
No. Have a tzuk on a meal. If you don't have to eat a meal, if you do, you get it.
Right, so if I want to, right, so there's right, so there are only two mitzvahs like that, sukkah and tzitzis, right? Normally you have two choices. I can do the mitzvah or not do the mitzvah. When it comes to sukkah, I can do the mitzvah. I can eat in a sukkah. I can eat outside a sukkah. That's not doing the mitzvah, or I cannot eat. Right? It's a third option. By tzitzis. I could wear tzitzis. I could wear a four-cornered garment and not put tzitzis on. Or I cannot put on any four-cornered garment at all. That's like not eating. I'm not going to eat a challah moed. I go to work, I'm not going to eat. Why? Because I don't have a sukkah there. So there's a third choice. There's no other mitzvahs that have a third choice. Right? And Rav Moshe Feinstein says that living in Israel is a mitzvah kiyum. You don't have to do it, but if you're there, you get a mitzvah. You're like these scattered, like, well, what is this mitzvah kiyum? Such a funny thing. Right? I thought of one. I was thinking about this. How about, we paskin, you only have to have a boy and a girl. What if you have more? Isn't that a mitzvah kiyumis? You don't have a chiyuv to do that. If you have more children, you certainly get a mitzvah for that.
It's to populate the world.
That's not a mitzvah. That's a separate thing. That applies to women, right? It's a separate idea that populating the world. But isn't that a mitzvah? Think about that. Isn't that a mitzvah of pru revu? Even though you have no chiyuv to do it? So you have such things out there. They're very rare. At the end of the day, they're very rare. It's a concept called the mitzvah kiyumis. It's a very rare thing. No? Okay. But eating matzah on Pesach is in that category. You have no chiyuv to do it. Every time you do it, you get a mitzvah. So if you're just snacking and you snack on matzah, you get a mitzvah. Right? Okay. Next. Second to last Mishnah of the Masechta. Am I right? Yeah, there's another one. Yeah. Tomorrow, one more. Yeshna miksasa, listen to this. Yeshna miksasa, what if part of the chevra falls asleep? Part of the chevra falls asleep. Yochlu, you can still eat the Korban Pesach. Kulon, everybody fell asleep? Lo yochlu, you can no longer eat. Why not? So the Rashbam says, Im hischilu lechol pesachu, you started to eat the Pesach, Yeshnu, everybody fell asleep. Lo yochlu, you can't eat it anymore. Why? Because it looks like you're eating it in two different places. I didn't move from my table. Yeah, but an hour ago you were in Never Neverland, and now you're back. So k'da'amar sheyeshno hatzich daito lechol od yet hatzach hadas. When you went to sleep, you're not thinking about Pesach. When you went to sleep, v'chashiv le tana ka'achilas shtei mekot. It's like you're eating it in two different places, which you're not allowed to do. V'chumr ba'almo. It's a chumr ba'almo. Okay, it's a chumr ba'almo. Next, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says nisnamnu. If you're dozing off, yochlu. You can still eat. Nidrumu, if you're really sleeping, Taka, you're good sleep, you're deep sleep, lo yochlu, then you can't eat it anymore. What? 1 minute, I didn't finish. HaPesach achar chatzos, the Korban Pesach after chatzos, metameh es hayadayim, makes your hands tameh. Why? They didn't want you to leave the Pesach over after chatzos. So what they do? So you know what? If you do it, you're going to become tameh.
Just the hands.
Just your hands. A pigle, by the way, pigle, vanoser, and noser, also matam sayyidayim, also makes your hands tummy. Why? Because you want to give incentive not to make pigle, you want to give incentive not to make noser, so we throw in tuma.
What's really is wash your hands.
What?
Honey,
we'll see tomorrow.
What do you mean? They have misu for pigle and noser, now we throw in a matam sayyidayim?
What do you think?
Pigle and noser, we have misa for that.
We're going to ask that question tomorrow. Right? What's the reason why you need an incentive? So the Gemara has two reasons for the Kahanim. One, because they're lazy. So they don't have the right machshavas, and therefore they're going to make pigle. And the second reason is because they're going to do it on purpose. Because they don't like you. So that they're going to do, but they're not going to be worried about tuma. That's how people are. Yeah. Right? They'll cheat you, but they won't miss man kriyashma. Right? Nothing changed. Right? Rabbi Yossi, where am I? Rabbi Yossi Omer, nisnam nimu, if they are dozing off, yochlu, you could still eat. Nidramu, but if the taka of deep sleep, well, yochlu, you can't eat it. So what does that mean? Hichidamni nisnamni, what does that mean, dozing off? Amr of Ashi like this, nim velo nim, sleep but not asleep, tir velo tir, awake but not awake. The people like that. Right? The people like that at the shir sometimes. Kigon, for example, the kari lay for ani. If you call him, he'll answer. But velo yada la duri svara. You can't really give a svara. You can't really do that. V'chimad kirulei midkar. When you remind him, he taka remembers. Says the Rashbam, the first one in the Gemara. B'mul said the tzricha svara. Something that requires a svara. For example, kigon, for example. Sheshol and also, hechur nachas klizeh. Where'd you put the car keys? He said, where are the car keys? Oh, he's like, you know. Then you tell him, are they in the drawer? They're in the drawer. For chimad grule, henichas makom ploni, when you tell him, yeah, you put the car keys in the drawer, now, midgard v'omer hein olav. Now he'll remember, oh, no, no, yes, yeah. No, not there, in the other drawer. So that's what it is. So you have a guy like that. We all know what that is. We're all guilty of that sometimes. That's what it is. So if you're in that state, that's okay. You can still eat the carbon paper. Right? Abaya havayasa kameh de rabba. Abaya was by rabba. Chazi, chazo de kam menam name. He saw he was sleeping. Amalei. He told him, minam nam kam nam, are you sleeping? Amalei, no, minyune kam menam name. I'm just dozing off. I'm not really sleeping. Utnan, mitnam nu yochlu. If you're in that state, you're allowed to eat the carbon pesach. You're allowed to continue the Seder? Near, it just can't be the carbon pesach. Abaya and Rav didn't have a carbon pesach. Right? Allegedly, right? You want to say that a carbon pesach? Near demu lo yochlu. But if you talk of sleeping, which I'm not, then you talk of can't continue the Seder. Okay. We'll try.
He says here, why leaving the last mass of Dafikomen?
Dafikomen, right? Lechor with Dafikomen, right? So that means that every rule that applies to the pesach applies to the Dafikomen, except that doesn't matami yadayim. That we're not going to say. HaPetzach achach hachatzos mitameh tzayidayim. Alma mechatzos havelinoser. That means that the cutoff is chatzos. Could that be? Don't we know that that's a huge machlokas? I always had this question and I never got an answer for it. How come this machlokas has never been resolved? Why? Ditman tana amar of Yosef for blozim and azayahi. That's the shita from Elazar ben Azariah. Elazar ben Azariah holds that the matzah has to be eaten until the afikomen cannot be eaten past chatzos. The carbon pesach, afikomen, it's all the same. Ditanya, v'achlu es habasar b'layla hazeh. Right? Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer, nemar kan b'layla hazeh, v'nemar lahalon, and it says over there, over where? By makas b'choros, v'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh. Ma lahalon ad chatzos, afkan ad chatzos. Just like Makas Bechoros happened at chatzos, so too the afikomen can only be eaten until chatzos. Ask the tzlach. We're not going to answer this now. We're going to stop now. Ask the tzlach. So 1 second. Makas Bechoros took 1 second. At chatzos, everyone died. Now you can't eat the carbon pesach at chatzos. So why on earth is the shear until chatzos? Maybe it should be that the carbon pesach must be eaten from chatzos till dawn. It starts at chatzos. Why does it end at chatzos? That's the makas b'chor. If that's the kal v'chomer, if that's the zeir shava, right? Then why does it start at chatzos? Why does it end at chatzos? It should start at chatzos. That's one question. Why? Why?
Because we don't know how long did it last for makas
b'chor. It started at midnight. Didn't start.
When did it end?
Midnight.
So we have a tradition. So we have a tradition that every maka lasted 7 days. Not makas b'choros, right? That's first of all. Second of all, and Rabbi Akiva is going to hold, you're allowed to eat the afikoman, I'll eat the till dawn. Right? You're allowed to eat it till dawn. Why is this makalog? It's never been resolved. I don't have an answer to that question. There are very few machlokas in Shas that has no resolution. The machlokas are tanoim, machlokas amoraim, machlokas rishonim, machlokas achron.
Because there's no nafkamina besides time.
So it's a big nafkamina. Yeah. At 11:55, what do you do? All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. We'll pick up tomorrow. So we'll start. We'll do our best tomorrow. Yeah, we're gonna say kaddish. One second. Once again, the shir is learned le'ilah nishmas Yitzchok Ben Shaul. The shama should have an aliyah. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good Shabbos.